"Don't mind me," Dominique said huskily. "I adore young love." I only giggled. "Evening, Dominic." The two girls kissed briefly. Then it was Joshua's turn. "Put him down," Ione said in amusement. "You might catch something. Heaven only knows what he got up to on Norfolk." Dominic grinned as she let go. "You think he's been bad?" "He's Joshua. I know he's been bad." "Hey," Joshua complained. "That trip was strictly business." Both girls laughed. Dominique led the way into the apartment. Joshua saw her skirt was made up from long panels, split right up to the top of her hips. The fabric swayed apart as she walked, giving Joshua brief glimpses of her legs and a pair of very tight white shorts. He held back on a groan. It was going to be hard to concentrate tonight without that kind of distraction. The dining room had two oval windows to show Machusko's dusky crescent. South of the equator, two huge white cyclone swirls were crashing in a drama which had been running for 6 days. Slabs of warmly lit colored glass paved the polyp walls from floor to ceiling, each with an animal engraved on its surface by fine smoky grooves. Most of them were terrestrial: lions, gazelles, elephants, hawks, though several of the more spectacular non-sentient xenox species were included. The grooves moved at an infinitesimal speed, causing the birds to flap their wings, the animals to run. Their cycles lasted for hours. The table was made from halkett wood, native to Kulu, a rich gold in colour with bright scarlet grain. Three antique silver candelabras were spaced along the polished wood, with slender white candles tipped by tiny flames. There were six people at the dinner. Paris himself sat at the head of the table, looking spruce in a black dinner jacket. The formal evening attire suited him, complementing his curly silver-grey hair to give him a distinguished appearance. At the other end of the table was Simone, his current lover, a beautiful 28-year-old whose geneered chromosomes had produced a dark walnut skin and hair a shade lighter than Dominique's, a striking and delightful contrast. She was 8 months pregnant with Paris's third child. Joshua and Dominique sat together on one side of the table, and Dominique's long legs had been riding up and down his trousers all through the meal. He had done his best to ignore it, but his twitching mouth had given him away to Ione and, he suspected, Simone as well. Opposite them were Ione and Clement, Paris's son. He was 18, lacking his big sister's miscreant force, but quietly cheerful. And handsome, Ione thought, though not in the mould of Joshua's wolfish ruggedness. His younger face was softer, framed with fair curly hair that was recognisably Paris's. He had just returned from his first year at university on Kulu. "I haven't been to Kulu yet," Joshua said as the white-jacketed waiter cleared the dessert dishes away, assisted by a couple of house chimps. "Wouldn't they let you in?" Dominique asked with honeyed malice. "The Kulu merchants form a tight cartel. They're hard to crack." "Tell me about it," Paris said gruffly. "It took me 8 years before I broke in with fabrics from Ashanko. Until then my ships were going there empty to pick up their nanonics. That costs." "I'll wait until I get a charter," Joshua said. "I'm not going to try headbutting that kind of organization, but I'd like to play tourist sometime." "You did all right penetrating Norfolk," Dominique said, eyes wide and apparently innocent over her crystal champagne glass. "Hey, neat intro," he said enthusiastically. "We just slid into that subject, didn't we? I never noticed." She stuck her tongue out at him. "You got off lightly, Joshua," Paris said. "Me, I get lumbered with her subtlety all day, every day." "I would have thought she was old enough to have left home by now," he said. "Who'd have her?" "Good point." Dominique lobbed a small cluster of grapes at her father. Paris caught them awkwardly, laughing. One went bouncing off across the moss carpet. "Make me an offer for her, Joshua. Anything up to 10 fuser dollars considered." He saw the warning gleam in Dominique's eye. "I think I'll decline, thanks." "Coward," Dominique pouted. Paris dropped the grapes onto a side plate and wiped his hand with a napkin. "So how did you do it, Joshua? My captains don't get 3,000 cases, and the Vasilovsky line has been making the Norfolk run for 50 years.